The main drive erupted in light, thrusting the magnificent ship just to one side of their enemy, for a closest point of approach of a mere 1,000 kilometers. Nathan grunted and tried to breathe as the air was forced from his lungs. He felt the gel pumped to a higher pressure around him, focused on his extremities, much as a fighter pilot's G-suit would do. Unfelt in the discomfort of the sudden 15G acceleration, a cocktail of osmotic stimulants and anti-nausea drugs were injected into him. His vision cleared as his heart and diaphragm pumped harder, forcing the blood and oxygen back into his brain. Trained pilots and astronauts could withstand up to 9 gravities of acceleration in a sitting position, and almost twice that lying down and augmented by modern bioengineered support systems. Nathan and his crew were not trained to as great a degree, but they would make do. They had no other choice. Of course, though 15 Gs was quite high, it was nowhere near what the ship's composite frame could handle. The hull groaned and popped as its structure was put to the test, but it was only the cracking of a prize fighter's knuckles as he entered the fray. The Sword of Liberty welcomed the torturous thrust and begged for more, though more would surely render her crew unconscious or dead. The 20 missiles left far behind her were under no such restrictions. They had no crew to black out, only a mission to complete. After a moment's dormancy to allow the ship to clear, each missile's sacrificial capacitor bank broke down into a storm of free electrons channeled into their enhanced photon drives. The missiles streaked away from one another at 450 meters per second squared, 5 heading for the junkyard in front of them at 5 wildly divergent angles of attack, and the other 15 headed in the opposite direction for the 3 ships clustered on the opposite side of the drive. The missiles directed at the junkyard passed the destroyer, which had borne them, and closed rapidly with their quarry. The jumbled, misshapen alien vessel, reacting to this new activity, fired a pair of beams. One, the silvery beam used by the control ship to dust the Promise and their subprobes. The other, the laser utilized before, with such devastating effect. It would not be enough. The laser-struck missile simply vanished, shredded into plasma and glowing high-velocity shrapnel. The silvery beam slowly eating away at the targeted missile's body forced the weapon's AI to react. It transmitted a warning to its fellow missiles and the Sword of Liberty, then deployed its warheads early while it was still intact. The other 3 missiles boosted their forward acceleration to 100 gravities and began maneuvering wildly across the firmament even as they closed more rapidly. Their motion was lost a fraction of a second later, though, as the 6 warheads from the harried missile exploded, silhouetting its brethren for a brief instant before dazzling its attacker with multiple beams of coherent X-rays. The lasing warheads were much too far away to do any real damage, but they did succeed in momentarily blinding the alien ship to what approached, or at least that was the effect, as the other 3 missiles finished closing, unperturbed. The 3 unseen shapes suddenly blossomed into 18 smaller objects, each twisting down in rapidly shifting corkscrews, in a coordinated dance of fire, light, and motion. The individual warheads exploded in sequence. Beams of invisible radiance stabbed into the junkyard, vaporizing sections of hull and structure. Geysers of plasma erupted from the ship, blowing out chasms of destruction deep into the vessel. For all its immensity, the alien vessel seemed relatively weak in construction. The laser warheads fired like the steps of a spiral staircase, each one closer than the last. After 12 such successively closer and harsher beams, the remaining 6 warheads were near enough to switch modes. 2 warheads exploded in maximal fusion fire, immediately above the mangled surface of the junkyard, eating deeper in and joining the canyons of carnage together into a glowing bowl-like depression. The remaining 4 warheads, driving in at hypervelocity and max acceleration, pierced this softened, half-melted surface, each attempting to drive further and further into the 40-kilometer bulk of the alien ship, straining under the oppressive weight of flank acceleration. Nathan could not cheer as the junkyard flashed into fire and light, but he desperately wanted to. The last 4 warheads of the salvo exploded almost simultaneously, and every bit of their energy was expended into the structure of the alien vessel. The ship ballooned up with light and broke up into kilometers-long chunks and smaller skyscraper-sized pieces of burning, outgassing debris. If it had appeared unformed,